Good morning. This is Jess with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Brisbane Airport Corporation has announced new measures to reduce noise pollution following a surplus of residential complaints. With the second runway opening in July 2020, several new flight paths were created over suburbs that were never initially affected. But now, Brisbane Airport has acknowledged its disruption and has since announced a change in schedule, whereby the new runway cannot be used between 10pm and 6am unless of an emergency. Three airlines have also complied to direct their night takeoffs and landings over Moreton Bay rather than over the city. These measures will hopefully appease those living in areas such as Tenerife, Bulimba and Morningside. In more local news, several Queensland state schools are expected to trial a new form of artificial intelligence. Sarago is an adaptive learning platform that utilises generative AI to provide personalised quiz-based learning. This platform will be trialled in 10 Queensland state schools, affecting 500 students ranging from years 5 to 12 and across a range of subjects including English, physics and humanities. This trial offers new ways to support teaching and learning and follows the principles of the national framework recently endorsed by all education ministers. No official date has been announced as to when this trial will officially begin. In national news, for certain customers, Australia Post is scrapping attempted delivery cards in favour of digital notifications. Starting last week, MyPost customers have been notified of attempted deliveries via email or SMS or through the AusPost app, depending on customer preference. Australia Post has followed that those who aren't registered with MyPost would still receive paper notifications. The shift to digital aims to make delivery processes more convenient for customers as well as allow the corporation to reduce its paper waste. However, Australia Post is reminding customers to be vigilant and remain cautious of scammers who send out fake delivery notifications. In more national news, mobile phones have been banned from all public high schools in New South Wales. The new ruling, which began on Monday, was announced by Premier Chris Minns, who argued it would benefit both students and teachers alike. By limiting distractions, the youth will likely focus more on the school's work in front of them. Other reasons driving this decision include the decline of test results and mental health. New South Wales schools are following in line with those of South Australia, the Northern Territory, Victoria and Western Australia, with Queensland to follow suit in 2024. In international news, a new Californian law will force major corporations to disclose their carbon emissions. Approved on Monday and signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, the law is requiring companies with more than $1 billion in annual revenue to report their greenhouse gas emissions. Some companies include the likes of Apple, Disney, Chevron, and Meta. Supporters of the ruling, like Senator Elizabeth Warren, praise that it would prevent greenwashing. However, naysayers, like the Chamber of Commerce, argue it would be costly for companies. For your weather today, it is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
The forecast is in.